Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features are totally free, and the site is brand new for 2010. So if you haven't been yet, head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. They're still free. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight with an immigration story that's a little unusual. I mean, normally when you talk about when immigration is in the news, you know, recently it has been these stories about federal goons going in and raiding businesses, demanding to see all of their employee files, holding the employees at gunpoint while they wait, and you know, to find out what their fate is going to be, then end up taking away, you know, hundreds of people,
dragging
in handcuffs,
off hundreds of people,
destroying families, separating families, and taking, you know, dad and or mom away and leaving the kids, and you know, it's just an awful human tragedy. And you know, I haven't seen any of those raid stories recently. That's not to say they aren't happening, but
at this point they're getting so commonplace they may not be making national news.
That could be the case. I remember there was one story that we reported on the aftermath in the town that had suffered this particular raid. It wasn't a huge town or anything like that, but the businesses that were in the marketplace there were suffering big time because their customers had been taken away by the federal government, and it was a major economic downturn as a result of them stealing these people away from their freedom. So that's normally what the stories are about when it comes to immigration these days, at least from what I've seen. But this one's a little different, Mark. Where is this coming from?
Reuters. I got this from Freedom's Phoenix, but it's a Reuters story. Court to rule on deporting Obama's aunt in May. Authorities will decide by May, at the latest, whether to deport an aunt of President Barack Obama to her Kenyan homeland, the Justice Department said after hearing her case on Thursday. The wheels of justice turn so slowly, you know.
Yeah.
Zaituni Anyawango, please, if I've mispronounced the name of the all hailed president in chief, forgive me. She's 57 and a half sister to Obama's father, whom Obama called Aunt Zaituni in his memoir Dreams from My Father. She moved into the United States in 2000 and applied for asylum in 2002, citing violence in Kenya. And there's very, very real violence in Kenya.
Okay.
That request was denied, but she...
Not a surprise.
...has continued to...
This is the same country, by the way, that also denied the Jews coming here back in the World War II days.
Yeah, prior to World War II, there was a giant boat, a big boat full of hundreds of people that were trying to escape Germany, and they were turned away from not only the United States, but many of the Western countries. They returned to Germany. They were all of them interned, and the vast majority of them killed in concentration camps.
So compassionate.
Yay, immigration!
Yeah.
Yeah. The request was denied, but she continued to contest her deportation. At Thursday's hearing, a judge gave Anyawango the government 30 days to file closing arguments. Department of Justice spokeswoman Lauren whatever said another hearing was set for May 25th. The judge had not made a decision before then. So there you go.
Is that the story? There's no comment from Obama or the spokespeople for the White House?
I think if I was Barack Obama, I would keep my mouth shut about this particular one. I mean, you know, what's it going to look like if he's in any way involved? It's already likely, in my opinion, that she won't get deported simply because of her relations, and people would just, you know, they're just going to treat her differently because Barack Obama's name is attached to her.
Do you feel like she's already being treated differently? I mean, would someone else in a similar circumstance, under similar accusations, have this 30-day delay, or would they have automatically deported her without question?
I can't answer. To me, the immigration department seems just arbitrary. Sometimes they deport people, sometimes they don't. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they they reinstate visas, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they tell people that are married, you got to leave. They just, you know, they'll lose paperwork. They change their minds. We've read stories of all kinds of things, and it's a big bureaucracy.
Yeah, it's Byzantine trying to navigate the various different regulations and requirements and applications.
And that's what people want generally here in the United States. They seem to want to keep immigrants out, so they want to put together this organization that says, sure, we've got an organization that'll let you come in, but they make it so arduously difficult to do that, that many people would rather just sneak in than to try to go through this, you know, all this paperwork. And then they claim, well, you're a lawbreaker. You didn't go and deal with our crazy, arbitrary bureaucrats and lose your paper and charge you hundreds of dollars, if not thousands, for those attorneys.
As though any of those people that make that claim, that you're a lawbreaker, anybody that would be making that claim enjoys dealing with government bureaucracy.
And doesn't break laws.
Right. Right, too.
As if there aren't so many laws in the United States of America and every place else that you can't read them all in three lifetimes. And then that's just for the one geographic area that you're standing in now.
Wait a minute. You're just talking about reading, not comprehension.
Right, absolutely. who can understand those things?
I tell you, I've tried to read just some relatively short, you know, statutes and things like that, and it is next to impossible
for
me.
The cops don't know the laws. I mean, how in the world is the average citizen supposed to know? How is somebody who doesn't speak English particularly well supposed to know?
Right. Yeah, I'm sure they've got Mongolian translators just waiting for phone calls.
Yep. You know, I was I'm watching on Netflix. I've been watching this movie called The War. It's a PBS special by Ken Burns film.
Hey, we need to get Netflix as an advertiser.
They're awesome. But the many of the people that were fighting, you'd get these old guys that were telling their stories of what it was like when they were in the war. And I can't tell you how many of them said, yeah, my mama was back in Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, wherever. She didn't speak a lick of English, so the my brothers and sisters would have to read the letter to her. I mean, this is what America was founded on, people that couldn't speak English. I've got a friend of mine who's his family's Amish. I mean, they've been here for 300 years, and many of them still speak a different language.
What did the Amish speak? Dutch?
It's German.
German.
And it's a colloquial type of German from a particular area.
Hmm.
So
I did not know that.
Now you know.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. I'm not sure what you want to comment on here with this story. I mean, Obama's aunt, they're looking at essentially kicking her out of the country. She came here looking for asylum from all the violence happening in Kenya there. And I guess the question, maybe my question for you is, if you think she should be removed from America and sent back to Kenya, why do you feel that way? Because then you'd effectively be sending this woman in her late 50s to her death, right? I mean,
I don't think it's entirely fair. Kenya's not as bad as some African countries, but it's certainly a violent place comparatively.
You don't think they'd be upset to know that one of their people tried to escape?
I don't think so. I mean, it seems like it's stretching it. But at 57, she's reaching the average lifespan of a woman in Kenya. So I don't think it's too much of a reach what you're saying, but it's a bit of a reach. It still doesn't change the fact that it's a lower standard of living and it's a crappy place to be and their medical services aren't as good. So I don't think we should, you know, the United States citizen should be obligated to pay for any of these things for this woman, and I don't get the impression from this story that that's what's going on. I don't know. I kind of, like, I've got this thing for, you know, where I don't particularly like politicians, so I'm kind of like, I wish she'd get sent back because
really?
I don't like Obama. But other than
that's
that,
not nice.
It's not. It's not the right way to think.
She's not a politician, right? She's
no. Just some gal
lady
who happens to... 57 is not
middle-aged.
Old.
Middle-aged at this point.
Please, I'm hitting 40 now. You can't call 57-year-old old.
Whenever I hear grandma, I think old, but, you know.
But this is
she's not a grandma. She's an aunt. I'm sorry.
This is Aunt Sununi. She may very well be a grandmother, but at 57, it's not impossible.
That's true.
But I as far as I can tell, I think that people that want to be in the United States, free people, should be able to cross borders of free countries freely. Otherwise, well, some people don't want have free people, and you don't have free countries.
Well, it's not a free country, number one. And some people apparently really want to keep it that way. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think if you are going to make it so that people can cross the border freely, you need to do away with things like welfare and the force and us being required to educate children of other, anybody, honestly.
I don't care who's, whose aunt she is. She should be able to stay here as long as she's, not mooching off the system, as long as she's willing to make her own way and, find her own. If she needs help, find it on her own without, going to the government. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours. In fact, the podcast includes archives going all the way back to the beginning of 2009. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making those extra trips back to get the grocery bags? For the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totasack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled polymers right here in the U.S., and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks, but I think it's probably most used for grocery bags. You can go to Totasack, TOTASAK.com, and see one there and get a family pack. It's Totasack. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totasack.com.
Let's go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. We started out discussing the situation with Obama's aunt. And she's facing something that a lot of people in this country are facing, deportation. In her case, it's back to Kenya. But it brings up the immigration issue and the Byzantine laws that surround trying to legally immigrate to this country that I think most of the people that support immigration laws don't even have the beginning concept of what those are about. But just your comments on immigration or Obama's aunt or whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. We'll start things out with Paul listening to WBHP in Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Paul.
Hey there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I believe in the idea of redefining certain words. I hear a lot of people talking about the government, and sometimes I don't think they know who they're talking about.
What do you mean?
Well, government consists of a lot of different branches of organizations, and sometimes when they broad brush it and they just say the government, sometimes that's kind of nebulous, and okay. It's not really finding out where the problem really is at.
How would you define it, then? How would you explain?
Well, I believe in going to the dictionary, and the government, actually, the word, it says it's a noun, but it also acts as more of a verb.
To govern.
Right. The act of governing. And getting back to what y'all were talking about earlier, about, you know, the overthrowing of the United States by violent in order to, and the government of the United States, if we take that in terms
of... Are we talking about violent overthrow of the government tonight, Mark?
That sounds like a really unlikely thing.
That's
that
not something
two Quakers would talk about.
Yeah, we weren't talking about that, so I don't know where you're listening to, but you can still comment.
No, what I meant was that the law in South Carolina, the questioning of any organization that had plans on overthrowing the government of the United States.
Right. Oh, this is something we talked about on the show last night.
Yeah.
They're requiring in South Carolina, allegedly, any subversive organizations to register with the state government.
Right. Yeah, but the idea of overthrowing the government, if we take that as the verb form, since there are obviously many different definitions of that word government, you know, basically you're saying overthrowing the rule of law. So when we say the word government, it always helps to know exactly who are we talking about or what are we talking about.
Well, when I say government, I'm talking about the men and women calling themselves the state of fill-in-the-blank or the city of fill-in-the-blank or the town of fill-in-the-blank or the federal government, the men and women who are willing to initiate force to use coercion on peaceful people in order to extract money and obedience from them. That's my definition of
government. Yeah, sometimes I fall into the trap that my partner does here by, you know, using the term government to actually mean sort of a coercive government that intends to, you know, get its way or use violence against you versus, say, a governing organization like a credit card company that you independently and voluntarily contract with.
Right. For example, sometimes I might consider the government around here, it's these white cars that have these thin blue letters written across community development, and they just so happened to see I had a garden, and it had plastic over it to cover it from the mosquito spray. As I didn't want, of course, the garbage on my plants. Well, basically, they threatened my property manager, landlord with a $1,000 fine if I didn't take that garden down in 24 hours.
A garden, or they wanted the plastic down because it's a structure?
Well, everything. There was a note that basically excoriated everything. The stakes that held everything in place, saying it was a danger to the electrical lines, even though it was only like 6 inches deep.
A man wants to plant a garden so that he can grow some tomatoes and some carrots or whatever, and the bureaucrats come in and bug them about that. I mean, it's crazy.
It's because it's their community that they get to decide how it's developed, not you, apparently, even though you thought it might have been your property. Oh, and by the way, I finally figured out why you thought we were talking about that tonight. In Huntsville, they play a couple hours, I think, of the last night show before this the live Saturday show kicks in, so that's why I was confused. And thanks for listening out there. There, Paul. We appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's right. The government owns your property.
If it does, if you don't think the government owns your property, prove to me it doesn't. Because
you
can't. As far as I can tell, I have to pay an annual rent for my property to the
for
town.
Me, it's every 6 months.
In the town and the state in which I live. And, it depends. Yeah. If it gets high enough, they'll change it to every 6 months or even every quarter because they'll make it so ridiculously high that you just can't pay it all at once. And if you don't pay it, they'll kick you out, just like a renter.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't own your property. The state, the town or the state owns your property.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Jim, listening to WFTL on the east coast of Florida. Hello, Jim.
Yo, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just happened to turn the radio on. I was waiting for somebody, and I heard some things said. I'd like to talk about three of the things.
Okay, sure.
The first thing is Obama's relative, being deported or not being deported. I don't know how you can take the position, or whoever said it there, I don't know who's talking, that she should be allowed in. I also don't know how anybody can take the position that she should be thrown out, because we don't know the facts. I mean, and if you have this overwhelming philosophical view that, for example, everybody should come in or nobody should come in, that's nice, but we have laws. And although you
people, the laws are just
like,
words on paper, though,
and they're arbitrarily enforced.
It sounds like I'm talking to sophomores in high school or something. What do you mean the laws are just words on paper?
Well, you got to make something clear, Jim. The laws you're talking about are actually statutes or ordinances or acts, and those are words on paper. I believe in natural law, which you don't really have to write down to understand. And the natural law says you don't harm other people or do damage to them or their property. Anything else beyond that is words on paper written by strangers that I have no connection with. So I think it's entirely appropriate to say that free people should be able to come here.
Let me tell you what you're distinguishing. You're distinguishing between malum per se laws, in other words, things that are bad without it being written down, it's just bad, like killing or robbing, and you're distinguishing between other type of laws,
like malum prohibitum
crimes, would not be crimes unless they were written down. Okay, but every society has to have the other type of laws, and as long as we have those other type of laws, but people run around saying that, well, they don't agree with this one or that one, that's just fine. But you go and change the law.
How about I just ignore the law? That's what I usually do. Hang on, I'll bring you back. You seem pretty pretty educated about this. So if you don't mind, we'll bring you back for more discussion. 800-259-9231. Talking about the law. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, including our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
And I have recently updated my bathroom and kitchen, and I did so with – actually, I didn't update. I was putting them in new, but you may be updating yours. I used innerknobs.com. Instead of going to the big box stores and the specialty shops, which I did actually go to all of them, but I checked the prices at innerknobs.com before I made my decision, and I found that I could get them significantly more cheaply. Go to innerknobs.com, use code FTL to save an additional 11% off, and they have a closeout section there that's 50 to 80% off. You can get knobs and pulls significantly more cheaply. Check the competition, and then go to innerknobs.com.
All right, we continue here. Jim is, I think, still with us, listening in Delray to WFTL. Jim, you there?
Yep, I am.
Okay, great. Good, good. We were talking with you about the idea about the laws and society, and you were talking about how you think that society needs to have laws that prohibit certain behavior. Like, I don't know what you believe those laws should be.
No, I didn't say that. I said that we have these laws,
And I really haven't given, there's a million of them, I haven't given a thought to each one and know if we need them or not. But we have to have an orderly government for governing. And if we have these laws, the idea is to obey the law or change the law. Not pick the ones you don't like and say, well, you know, I'm going to break it. For example, you said something like, or somebody there said something, that because laws are very complicated, that if you it's very difficult to read them, that nobody knows what they're about or if they're breaking the law or not. I don't believe that.
Well, Jim, are you kidding me? Have you ever read them before?
No. I have. I've read almost every law in the criminal of criminal nature and many others.
You've got to be kidding me. Are you a lawyer?
I agree. No, yes, I am.
Oh, well, that explains it.
I agree. They're complicated.
No wonder you're arguing for the laws. No wonder you're arguing for the system. You're a lawyer. You profit from them.
I'm not arguing your position. What I'm telling you is that everybody knows when what they're doing is a criminal matter.
That is not true at all. There are so many different laws.
Give me some examples.
Leaving your car running when you happen to be sitting in a parking space because it's cold or something, against the law.
How about putting something in an empty milk container that's not milk?
I'm not talking about nonsense things like that.
The law's the law, Jim.
Yeah, no, it's true. And if you knew about that, of course you shouldn't do it or change it. I'm talking about something.
Okay,
something
Jim. Let's talk. Let's take this to the extreme. You can often show the ludicrousness of a statement by taking something to the extreme. In Nazi Germany, it was illegal to harbor Jews. Were the people that harbored Jews? They were breaking the law. Are they bad people for breaking that law, or should they have tried to change it?
No, that is illegal on its face because it's against human nature.
It's against human nature for somebody to tell.
When the government makes a law that is a malum per se crime, then you have there's a problem, and it's not a valid crime, and then you have a right to fight against it.
I'm of the opinion.
We talked about in the very beginning, when there's a law that is against human nature, if the government makes a law that you should kill somebody, or that you should harm somebody, or you should rob somebody, then you have a situation where you have a right, because there's a higher law.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, Jim. That's what I'm trying to tell you, is every time the government makes a law where there is no victim, then they are violating natural law.
Thanks, Jim, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. What a shock. The guy calling in to defend the system is somebody who profits from it. He makes his living from the various different laws that are out there. 800-259-9231. We continue listening to WTAR in Virginia. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
I don't profit from any balls or anything like that, but I would like to comment on if Obama's aunt, if the paperwork wasn't right, then she should have already been back. I believe, as far as the government, I've got big problems with the government. They don't enforce the laws that they have on the books. That might not be what y'all want to hear, but as far as immigration goes, if the paperwork's not right, there's just a big problem with people coming.
So what you're saying is that people who want to be free, people who want more freedom in their lives, want to escape whatever tyranny they're living under, should make sure that they bow down and fill out whatever arbitrary forms and pay whatever arbitrary fees some group of strangers calling themselves the INS or ICE in Washington, D.C. demands.
Our country's going to end up just like that.
Why is that? What makes you think that
we've got to get a grip on our own turf? You know,
That's not an answer to the question. Why do you think that the country will diminish into a third world cesspool because people who want to be free manage to get over here and can be?
Because when they come over here, they don't really go along with what our country is stood for.
What does what does the country stand for?
Well, I'm talking about they carry on with their own stuff, like they make their own country over here. They don't go along with the laws and stuff that they don't try to. They speak their own language. They bring their own language over here. They continue with that. The businesses, their own signs, everything. You know, it's like a different country over here. You know, they don't.
Are you really offended when you, like, for instance, if you were to go into a big city and come across a Chinatown or a little Mexico or something like that, a little Italy, does that really offend you?
No, it doesn't offend me at all. I mean, I really don't have a. You know, it's basically. It's I want to say that it's making our country weaker, but it's not. I understand that, you know, different classes of people and different ethnic people make this country great and all, but it just seems like right now with the country, the problems that we're going through, I just think that we all just be united and just be, all of us just need to, I don't know, with the, as far as the laws goes, the laws that we have aren't enforced strictly enough, I think. And
the laws that we have aren't enforced because they're arduous and Byzantine, and even the people enforcing them don't know them. And that's the problem with the immigration law in general. If it was much easier, then you know, people would probably go through the system, but it's not. And that's because government tends to move towards the bureaucratic. I mean, it creeps. It gets its laws get more and more murky and difficult to figure out. But you know, the idea that the country needs to concentrate on itself right now, in and of itself, financially, economically, doesn't really make much sense. We had a housing problem in this country. What if we let in a million immigrants? They'd have to live somewhere. Suddenly your housing problem is taken care of.
Let's continue. Yeah, he dropped off the line. Let's talk to Jerry listening in Waco to 94.5 Info FM. Hello, Jerry.
Yeah. I would like to talk about the immigration, particularly illegal immigration. The cost to society for illegal immigrants, that cost is borne mainly by the middle class.
And when you say the cost, wait, point of information. When you say the cost, are you talking about the various different tax dollars that are being paid out to welfare recipients and things like that?
Well, not necessarily welfare, but let's say you have an illegal immigrant and they have children. In Texas, it costs about $7,500 per year for public schools.
So you are talking about welfare, because that's what
public school is, just welfare for middle class people.
It's not going to go away, though.
Understood. Do you think that because we have a welfare problem in this country that we should then subjugate people's rights to because of that? I mean, is that right?
Well, it's idiotic to think that we're going to do away with the public school system.
It's idiotic to think that you're going to have anything to do with the immigration problem either. I mean, right? Like, you're not going to have anything to do with it.
I mean, give me a break. Do you think that we're going to do away with public schools?
It's not going to happen unless people want that to happen. I'll bring it back here in a moment if you want. Hang on. More with Jerry. Yep, laugh it up. More with Jerry in a moment. 800-259-9231. Ha-ha, you can't get rid of
government
schools.
We have teachers' unions behind it. And there's all kinds of unions behind those government ICE bureaucrats, too. Yep, government's hard to get rid of.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we need to build more government to enforce the laws better, right?
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, head on over and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Dozens of categories in which you can shop, and even used items if you want to save a few extra bucks. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items. Enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. But remember, you cannot get the Totesack. We told you about those earlier this hour at Amazon. You have to go to Totesack.com. And if you want a two-pack of the Totesack, stay tuned because those are coming up. We'll give you the contest lines here in a little bit.
The Libertarian Party tried the Big Tent approach. What happened? A herd of elephants broke loose and trashed the place. It's time to shut down the circus and get back to doing what the LP does best. Pick up a broom and join the cleanup crew at TakeBackTheLP.info. TakeBackTheLP.info.
Let's continue. I think Jerry is still with us listening in Waco to KBCT. Jerry, are you there?
Hello, hello.
Okay, Jerry, so we were talking about immigration, and you pointed out that there's a certain problem out there that directly ties into immigrants. You mentioned that if immigrants come here and they have children, that it costs down there in Waco like $7,500 per year to in the government school system, which
$14,000 up here.
It's a lot more up here. You pointed all that out. You're right about that. You're right that the government spends a whole lot of money, way too much money, on doing anything that it wants to do. And unfortunately, your proposal to deal with the situation sounds to me like you want to increase the size of government.
Well, have you ever heard of the law of holes?
The law of holes. Do tell me what that is.
Yeah, that's the one where if you're in a hole, you stop digging.
Okay. I love that law.
Okay, okay. Well, we are not going to get rid of the public school system in my lifetime or yours. No matter how good an idea it is, it's just not going to happen.
So what do you propose?
Not if we keep doing the same things.
Well, it's not going to happen.
What do you propose? Well, with a defeatist attitude like that, then you're right.
I have no particular objection to immigration if it is a very small portion of the population each year admitted. So
what's your proposal to stop it?
The problem is illegal immigration, and if you conflate those two, that immigration and illegal immigration, you can never get a handle on it.
So how do you propose, Jerry, to get a handle on it? That's what I want to hear from you.
For one thing, you enforce the border laws, particularly on the southern border, where the problem is.
What do you have in mind to do that?
Well, we should have enough people, police, for example, on the border to make sure that
happens. Wait a minute, I thought you wanted to stop digging.
I personally would prefer a fence.
Okay, point of information here, Jerry. I thought you said a moment ago when you're in the hole, you stop digging. Sounds to me like you want to dig deeper and add more government bureaucrats to the existing bureaucracies and increase the size of the state.
Well, that's an idiotic point.
That's not what you're calling for?
The problem, you're dreaming that the problem is going to go away by shouting some slogans.
You're dreaming that you can do something about illegal aliens in this country without destroying the ability of people that run businesses to do their business, without all kinds of arduous government paperwork and hiring all kinds of people to fill out that crappy paperwork having bureaucrats bust in with guns, them at people.
Okay.
You think that you can solve the problem of government with more government, and then you call me an idiot.
Well, look, I didn't say you were an idiot. I said that's idiotic. There are
idiots think idiotic things.
It's a different thing.
Let me make sure. I want to clarify here, though. Just make sure.
You didn't address my point, though, right? You went
of
off on the idiot. Please address the point.
Your point is that if somehow you do away with the government, with let's say border control. I won't even say the government. Let's say you do away with border control, then somehow the society will be more free.
That's
what you're saying.
I think that in the process, you need to get rid of government rules on welfare, schools,
You cannot just wave a wand and have that happen.
That's true,
but I can say what's right and what's wrong.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Is it right to steal money from people, Jerry?
This is not my argument. My argument is...
Your argument is to increase the size of government in order to hopefully keep people out of this country so you can keep the costs of the government school program down and the other government welfare programs down, as though that's going to keep the costs down in any way, shape, or form. You're talking about increasing the police state in this country.
And they built the Berlin Wall with the same bullcrap slogans. We've got to keep out those awful Western Berliners.
Now that is an idiotic point.
No, it's not, dude. They said that.
You know that the Berlin Wall was intended to keep people in, not
to the Berliners.
Look,
the thing
that
didn't pop out of heaven.
You don't think that this wall will keep you in too?
That the Berlin Wall was designed to keep people out. It was intended to keep people in.
Okay, I know I'm an idiot, Jerry, but please check the history on this.
I did not
check the history on this, Jerry. Okay, I'm a guy who thinks idiotic thoughts. Please check the history on this, Jerry. The fact is, the Berlin Wall didn't appear out of heaven one day. It had to be built. And how do you keep people into a place that you're building? I'm not saying that they're trying to keep people in the United States. What I'm saying is that, in fact, making the United States a police state will make it so terrible to live here that the immigrants won't want to come anymore.
It was a bad analogy.
Jerry, I told you. Jerry, you can call me. Whatever you want, Jerry. You can go on the internet tonight and read about what they told the East Germans when they were building the Berlin Wall. And then ahead of that, I'll tell you, I accept your apology.
Hey, Jerry, is this Jerry the program director?
Yeah.
I love you, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And thanks for putting us on the station down there. It's a good conversation. 800-259-9231. That's
it is
the
hard.
Would
hard.
You have changed how you were dealing with him if you knew
absolutely.
He was the program director?
Absolutely. And 100% would have. But, you know, it is really hard to push the pro-liberty issue with people that are in border states because they are dealing with immigration on a day-to-day basis. If you look at the best congressman in all of America, Ron Paul, the one place that his rhetoric falls short is on immigration because, you know, he says we got to straighten this out. We got to straighten the United States out first before we straighten out, the immigration problem or let people in or whatever.
Well, it's not like we are unqualified to comment. I mean, you and I are both Florida natives and there's plenty of immigrants coming in down there. So we've spent plenty of time down that way. Now, the thing
but I never worked in an industry where my job was taken by illegals. I can tell you that.
That's got to be tough. It can't.
I did spend quite a bit of time in prison with some illegals. But
I don't like calling people illegals. I think that
there needs to be a distinction.
If you're going to start
people
calling
who filled out the government paperwork and the ones.
Well,
that
wait
didn't.
A minute. I mean, if you want to start calling people illegals, then you need to start calling everybody that ever breaks any arbitrary government law illegal, right? Because that's why they're called illegals, because they haven't followed the laws. Well, I don't follow the laws on a regular basis, so I must be an illegal.
Do you
right?
think there's a distinction to be made?
I think there are the people that bow down. How about the obedience versus the non-obedient? The obedient immigrants versus
the disobedient immigrants?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't have to
see
people that are disobedient, right?
Well,
that you beat
good.
Them with a stick.
Not good things. So it's unfortunate that what Jerry was calling for, what other people who are calling for restrictions on immigration, they're calling for an increase in the size of the state. And many of these people would be otherwise folks, I think, that would agree that lower taxes are better. But they're saying, tax me more, increase the size of the federal government, let's have some more raids. We need more government agents armed with MP5s busting into people's businesses and pointing their weapons at the office workers. I mean, that's what's going on. You want to see more of this? Let's talk to Tina, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Tina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Just concerning the question you had on our opinion on whether or not Obama's aunt should be deported back to Kenya, really my only opinion is that the deportation law should be applied equally to everyone over here illegally. Otherwise, you know, I feel real bad, especially for being older or being a horrible country to go back to. But if you don't apply the law equally to everyone over here illegally, then I just believe it creates more confusion.
Do you
no matter their connections or their situation?
I understand treating people fairly. Did you hear the story we told?
Equal is different from fair.
Right.
But go ahead.
Did you hear the story we told about the Jews that were in the boat I believe it was 1939? They left Germany
in a boat,
trying to go from country to country. Do you think that the laws should have been fairly enforced against them because they were?
Well, that's if you look at it black and white. Unfortunately, if a law is, and of course the deportation laws are probably very unclear. I don't really know the laws.
Nobody does, Tina. Thank you for the call. We're going to give Totesac, two pack of them, away to you if you're calling number four right now at 603-435-1105. You get a two pack of the Totesac and help you bring those groceries back in from the car for probably in one trip. 603-435-1105. Caller four gets it. Hour two's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.